This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. on Tuesday issued a sweeping new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory is likely to heighten tensions between the sides that have spiked since Beijing's imposition on Hong Kong of a strict new national security law in June that has already been met with a series of U.S. punitive actions. The new advisory warns U.S. citizens that China imposes the arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations, pressure families to return to China from abroad, influence civil disputes, and gain bargaining leverage over foreign governments. The advisory said U.S. citizens traveling or residing in China or Hong Kong may be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. U.S. citizens may be subjected to prolonged interrogations and extended detention without due process of law. And China is warning the United States of potential serious damage to their relations even further if it does not withdraw from an upcoming economic meeting with Taiwan that's expected to be attended by a senior American official. Local media in Taiwan say a U.S. Undersecretary of State is planning to visit the island this week for an economic dialogue. China is angry because it considers Taiwan its own and opposes official visits from other countries. Taiwan's government has not confirmed which U.S. official will visit, but has said the two sides are in negotiations over the date and agenda of that dialogue. And again, the U.S. on Tuesday issuing a sweeping new advisory warning against U.S. citizens traveling to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention. This is VOA News. A powerful but plodding Hurricane Sally continues to crawl toward the northern Gulf Coast. Rain from the storm's outer bands was pummeling northwest Florida early Tuesday, and the governor, Ron DeSantis, declared an emergency in two western panhandle counties. Storm's slow movement is raising concerns of extreme rainfall and flooding. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an emergency declaration for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama Monday as the storm approached. Sally has sustained winds of 100 miles per hour and is expected to strengthen later Tuesday. People across the West struggled under acrid yellowish-green smog from raging wildfires that seeped into homes and businesses, sneaked into cars through air conditioning vents, and caused a temporary closure of iconic locations like Powell's Books and the Oregon Zoo. And forecasters say the putrid air, measured as the worst on the planet, could last well into the week. Oregon's Department of Environmental Quality extended an air quality alert through Thursday. Hazy smoke skies fouled Washington state, and experts say some parts of California might not see relief until next month. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is assembling a team of top lawyers in anticipation of court challenges surrounding the upcoming November election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The Biden presidential campaign says it's assembling a war room of sorts to make sure elections are properly administered and votes are correctly counted. Among those on the team, former Solicitor Generals to Presidents Obama and Clinton and former Attorney General Eric Holder. President Trump, who's already cast doubt on the election, predicting mail-in ballot fraud, also has a team of campaign attorneys. It's a sign of the preparation underway for an already divisive presidential contest, which could require court intervention to determine the winner of the race for the White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And a Democratic-led House subcommittee is examining alleged reports of President Trump's political appointees meddling with government scientific data on COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Reports of Trump administration meddling with government scientific data to better align with the president's public statements on COVID-19 have caught the attention of a House subcommittee. According to a report in Politico, HHS communications aide Michael Caputo and scientific advisor Paul Alexander pressured officials to alter the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly reports. The weekly journal has long been considered to be free of political interference. According to Politico, one of the complaints was about a report that children can transmit coronavirus. Alexander asked the CDC to alter it or pull it down because it could impact schools reopening. And
that's CP's Mike Rossia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.